Jared, 4-2 win tonight over Coventry. Just tell me about the performance.
It was really good. It was very composed, especially when we were down 2-1. Just to start making hard plays, and we did that. And Danny Bois, I thought, had a tremendous game for us tonight. It's nice to have, you know, three lines contributing, three lines playing solid defensively, and that's what we need down the stretch.
Very different atmosphere from obviously 2 weeks ago. Did you feel like you owed Coventry one, so to speak?
Absolutely. We weren't at our best last game. They were at their best. So it was mentioned before the game, you always want to right your wrongs, and we were able to do that tonight.
You talked about the performance of Danny Bois. What does he give you, especially playing at centre on that third line?
I think he competes at a very, very high level. He's very composed. I think he's a hard player to play against, and I think he's good for our dressing room. And he's good for, you know, good for me as a coach. He competes very hard.
And obviously it gets that third line ticking over. We've seen obviously two lines from the third line over the course of the weekend.
It's nice to see. They're playing well, those guys, and it's good for them to get the rewards and some goals as well.
What about Robert Dow tonight? Obviously continues his fine form in front of net.
Yeah, there's no question. We needed more goals from Doughty at a particular point. And credit to the young man, he acknowledged it. And he's been much improved in every aspect of his game. I think there's a lot more to come from him. But again, credit to the young man. He acknowledged that things weren't where they should be. And I didn't do much talking. He just put it right.
Do you still want to see more from him?
Well, of course I do. I want to see more from everybody, but you got to give them credit and praise when it's earned, and it's definitely deserved.
Any more news on a signing since we spoke on Friday?
We're being very, very aggressive, so just kind of watch this space.
Moving ahead to talk about Hull, obviously a big doubleheader coming up there, and a team that you haven't lost against so far this year.
I think they're a little bit of a dangerous team. They're much improved from years past. I think they got a lot more offensive upside. They got a couple, you know, right-handed shots that are able to put the puck in the net, and they play a different style than we do, that's for sure. But it's something we've got to be very respectful of them. I know they're keen to move up the standings.
And just finally, how important was a four-point weekend this weekend, especially with how tight it is at the top?
It's every weekend's important. It's good with us. We're not getting carried away with so-called bad weekends and so-called good weekends. We're just trying to quietly go about our business.
How do you go about, you know, kind of tempering expectations and also lifting players, especially with you at the top of the table?
It was discussed in our team introduction meeting amongst the players and myself of how we wanted to go about things, and the players have bought in and they've done what's asked of them in their approach and their attitude and mental approach to each game is spot on, and the team morale and team spirits, it's very high, so I'm very happy for that, and I think the guys are enjoying their hockey as well.
Brilliant. I just need a picture if that's all right, G, just for... Yeah,